Last week was a different week for us. We had Jack Sheffield here, and he and his wife, if you don't know them, founded Christ Healing Center, and they are still so relationally connected to us. I got a few questions last week. Jack and Anna Marie are doing, they have for a long time done Deep River Ministries, and that's their ministry that they are going through to be in Jerusalem right now. So we've been excited to hear about it, but that is not Christ Healing Center. Just so you know, I got a few questions saying, are y'all planning a healing center in Jerusalem? That's Jack and Anna Marie. And if that's something that interests you and you want to hear more, I know Jack would love to share more. And if that's something you ever want to support and that's on your heart, please talk to them about that. I'm so excited about this morning, and I'm not going to talk for too long because I want, I'm really excited for you to hear from Glenn, for me to hear from Glenn. This mother's blessing, I think this morning is also going to be about talking about what it is to be a woman. And gosh, I sure got a lot of mixed messages about that. I still have mixed messages, is the truth. honestly, also, I was processing with a pastor friend of mine, just a small issue, not a big deal, and it had to do with Christ Healing Center, and he said, if you were a man, this wouldn't be an issue. And I said, you're exactly right. And I don't think that way. I have not grown up that way. I didn't have a mother who led me in that way. I know sometimes in the pendulum swing of feminism, which there's a lot of good there, and then there's some not good there, but in the reality is that not that long ago women didn't vote in the United States. The reality is that not that long ago women were seen as second-class citizens, and thank God we are not now, but we also are still struggling with the fact that the world doesn't have God's view of women, and the world doesn't have God's view of men. And God is not solely masculine. And the reality is we were all taught that in part, probably, if we grew up in a traditional church. He's just not. He created us, and we use the word he because he so often is referred to as a father. But also in Hebrew, that word is much more gender neutral, the word there. And then it's like God is like father. And then there's many passages, and I'm not going to go through them, but there's many passages where God is like mother. And so we are, and then when he creates us, in Genesis 1:27, it says, he created them male, in his image, male and female, he created them. There's just no doubt that you as a female were made in the image of God.
Amen.
And you can't be made in his image if he doesn't have feminine qualities, and if those feminine qualities aren't godly and strong, they are not weak. They are not less than. And so my prayer for this morning is that the Holy Spirit just puts a little finger on anywhere that in your own thinking about yourself, there's just an error where, and I know we all have it, where maybe we don't have a clue how God views you. Maybe some of us, it's not just a little error, it's we don't have a clue how he looks at you as a woman, that he intended to be a woman in this day and this age in this city in your family. And it's so important, because if we even have just a little bit of off about, well, I'm, you know, there's, God, I can't even dive into it. There's so many misconceptions. It goes into marriage and our role in marriage. It goes into the workplace and our role in the workplace. And there's all kinds of questions about, is this right or is this wrong? And the truth is we all have so much baggage. I honestly don't even know where to start in this. So, I'm going to pray to start us, and then we're going to pray to end. And I really believe that God is doing a work in this thing, the mother's blessing, and the blessing of your femininity that carries God's heart to the world, that he's doing that will not just be about this morning. I'm really praying that it's not just about this morning. I'm praying that it's something that you continue to talk to him about. I'm praying that it's something that he's doing, because I think that, I think it is what he's doing. We've had a very long season, which has been a great season, of understanding the Father heart of God. And boy, do we need it. And we still do. But we're just entering into a season of starting to understand the mother heart of God. And the fact that God himself, not just your own mother, not just wise women, but God himself has a mother's blessing to give you from his heart. He's the one that says in Matthew and in Luke, I think it's Luke 13, 34-ish, and he says, O Jerusalem, I long to come and gather you like a hen, a mother hen gathers its chickens. I wanted to brood over you, but you would not let me. And I think that's a great picture of maybe a little bit of how sometimes we've felt about the mother quality and the feminine quality. Almost like, well, you girls need to be overly feminine, but God is masculine. Rather than, it's an act of God to be feminine. It is, I mean, mothering, birthing, the womb. These are, God chose women to birth things. He birthed the world, and then he chose us to birth things. And obviously, I love men so much. This is never going to be a male-bashing thing. This is an honoring of both, that both matter. And I don't think we're going to experience we will not experience fullness in Christ or more fullness until we start having this value of both. You know, women reflect him, and you as a woman reflect him in a different way. Tracy's going to reflect him in a different way than I am. And it's going to be strong and feminine, and it's going to reveal God to me as she grows in her understanding of how God made her, and she owns it and receives it and lives into it, which she does beautifully. It's going to teach me things about who God is. It's not going to teach me everything. But then there's parts of me and the way that I mother and the way that I sit here and talk with you and the way that I meet with you. And it will reflect pieces of God's heart. And it's so valuable. And same with each one of you here. But on a bigger scale, I really do believe that God's heart is right now also to speak through women.
Yeah.
To say your voice matters.
Yeah.
You are not, you have not, you, his heart was never to silence us. You know, some of that scripture was actually added in. It's not as old. If you've ever been taught a scripture from Paul that said women should be silent, there's a tack on. It's not in the original text. I mean, there's other explanations for some of those things, so you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, God doesn't want me to speak. You go, let's dig into this. Let's see his heart, and let's see what his heart is as reflected in all of Scripture, and we don't have one bad experience with a pastor and just throw it out and act like that was God's heart. I've had a few pastors tell me that they would never allow a woman to teach in their church, and that they're just coming up from the culture they know, and they're trying to do the best they can. And I remember I, at a certain time, have had that view too. We've had a couple people come in here, and this is so random. I've had somebody walk in the door, meet me in the stairwell, and say, do you allow women to teach in this place? And we say, yes, we do. And they said, okay, then I can't come. And walked out. You know, so it is a hot button for some people, and it's I can receive or can't receive thing. And it's not, this isn't about women teaching. This is about the expression of God on the earth. This is about receiving the blessing. And it's hard for me to say. I don't like saying Mother God. I'm going to be honest with you, because some of it feels a little New Agey to me, but I don't ever want the New Age to stop me from saying what's true. The truth is, God is very often portrayed as a mother in Scripture. And the picture in creation is just massively mothering. Far more than fathering, honestly. And so I think we all have to go a little bit further out of our comfort zones, because there's a blessing there. There's a huge blessing. And there's been, if you talk to some Bible scholars, we'll talk about 2,000 years of Jesus, or 1,000 years of Jesus, where Jesus is the emphasis, 1,000 years of the Father, where the Father is the emphasis, and we're entering into 1,000 years of the Holy Spirit. I don't know if that's accurate or not. Some people say it is. But the Holy Spirit, very often the way we understand the Holy Spirit is connected to the way that we related to our mother, or the early conceptions of what we understood a mother to be. And so the places, and we all have them, where we received blessing from our mother, where we received love, where she mothered us well, those are things that we have natural connection, and it's probably an easy place to relate to God. The places where maybe we have gaps, or we receive negative, it's not just it wasn't there, so that's kind of a form of trauma, but it was also trauma that we received from our mothers. There may be areas where we just don't process quite as well, because we're subconsciously putting that on to the Holy Spirit, and to God and his blessings. So today, I'm praying, one, that you would receive a blessing from spiritual mothers. But please don't just see spiritual mothers. Please see that this is God that wants to release, just like over Jerusalem. He's saying, I want to gather you. I want to mother you. I want to bring you close. I want to be able to pour out the femininity of myself into you, the strength of myself, all the things that come with being a woman, the creativity, the insight, the depth, the revelation, the gifting, all of that that comes with it. He wants to pour out from his heart. So this is about receiving from spiritual mothers, but it's really about letting yourself receive from a God who does look like you. Amen. And does want to pour himself out. And the thing is, he's not going to force it. So we got to go, yes, I will receive all of the strength that you have for me in this area, God. I receive that blessing. Because we can reject it. Like, the reality is we can reject certain things. And so often I think that as women we've rejected pieces of us that actually do reflect God. Two last things. One is, I feel like I really want to share this because the last, like, 48 hours, I can't get away from it. Literally, people are coming to me and talking about it. We've had some interesting experiences here at Christ Healing Center. And I went to lunch with someone yesterday who has a strong gifting in what I often just say is hearing from God. I think everybody can hear from God. I 100% believe that. But this is a person that from day one in the womb, you know, she remembers some of her earliest memories are dreams that she had where she's face-to-face talking to God. And it all aligns with the Bible. You know, this isn't weird, wacky stuff like new revelation. It's she's always heard from God for people. But she didn't grow up in a church that valued that. So, and then she also was sexually abused at a young age. And so the combination of having this incredible gifting as a woman in the prophetic is maybe one way to say it. Beyond hearing God, it's I think she has like a huge prophetic gifting, which often when you hear women in the Bible, they're Miriam, the prophetess. The you know, women have been hearing from God for a long time and sharing it with the community, and it mattered, and God honors it. But when you combine this strong thing with a violation so deep, such as a sexual thing, we were both saying it's a recipe for going crazy. Because you reject yourself all over the place. You know, I'm crazy. I don't hear from God. You know, and then right after that, a different woman came to me, basically with a strong prophetic gifting, going, and I saw her like transformed from a few years ago, where she had so much strength in knowing that who she was, the gifting of God in her, and that she's called to use it and be herself here on the earth. So I want to say that if you've had either one of those things, you are not crazy. You are not less than. You are not wrong. You are so worthy and so valuable and so called. And it's time to get healed, and it's time to be who you are in the world, because we need that. We need to hear from you. And the last thing I want to say is, what an honor it is to have Glenn come up here. Come on up here. Glenn is, I don't know if y'all know Glenn's story. I know she's spoken once here, but many of you may not know her. And she truly is such a blessing to us, and such a, just like my mom, she carries this ability to, one, she has massive maturity, clearly, but she has spoken so much life over me. And she's gone around the world from a young age. She had a love for the world. She's ministered to prostitutes on the streets in Hong Kong, in China. She's ministered in many different places, and I feel like I'll do it an injustice to try to say it, but I want you to have an understanding of who you're getting to hear from and who we get to have Wink and Glenn here. God has called them to this group of women and this city for this time, and that is just such an honor and such a privilege. There's nothing you could say that she hasn't heard, probably. And she receive a blessing of healing from her. This is a mature woman who knows the heart of God, and so I just honor her and honor her heart and honor what God has put on your heart to share with us in your prayers. So thank you. Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Well, I'm very emotional today. I did not expect to be. I hate it when you put on all your makeup and then the first thing you do is cry. And you cry all your eye makeup on. Which is what I've done already. It was a wonderful worship time. And what a beautiful picture this is. Mm-hmm. Y'all are just gorgeous. Every one of you. So if I cry, it's only because I love women. I think we are the extraordinary, beautiful, sensitive, emotional, loving, caring part of God that He wanted when He created us. Mm-hmm. And what He is releasing, even in greater measure right now in the world. I love that Anne talked about the times of. I think we can look at what's going on in Hollywood and say, wow, God, you're up to something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're really beginning to call your daughters up. Mm-hmm. You're calling us to be who we've always been created to be, but have been kept down. And not just by men, but by ourselves.
Right.
And by this incredible thing that the enemy has portrayed women as, jealous of one another, comparing ourselves to one another, envying one another, wanting what someone else has, and not appreciating who we are and what God has given us. And so I really want that to be clear today. And so, Lord, I just thank you for this moment with these daughters and sisters. And I thank you that you had us in mind at the foundations of the earth. When you created mankind, you said it is good. It is very good. And we thank you, God. You called us good. You called us blessed, and you continue to. And I just bless you today, Lord. Thank you for your great idea of creating men and women. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, in the beginning, in the first chapter of Genesis, we hear about blessing. And God blesses. God blesses animals. God blesses the birds of the air, the fish of the sea. And then he creates mankind, which is man and woman. And he blesses mankind and he says, of each thing he blesses, it's good. And when he blesses mankind, he says, it's very good. It's very good. And so from our very inception, we are good. God says we are good. How can we get any better than that? God, the creator of the universe, calls us very good. And so I really want to talk just briefly about blessing, because I think we say bless you when we sneeze, we say bless you in casual comments, and I think we forget sometimes what the real meaning of something is when it's overused almost. So blessing originally, used by God and by those that follow God, was a consecrated prayer of blessing. It's not a casual pat on the back, bless you. Although those are fine and good, and I love them. But we get so accustomed to it that we don't value the word and what it really was meant to be. A blessing is meant to be a passage in life. To stepping into a new place, to stepping into who you were created to be. And just like in the Bible so many times, men are blessed by their fathers when they're given their inheritance, when they're called into being the man of the family, the stepping out into their own place. And it's the same thing for women. I love the words for blessing are favor. You found favor. It's this consecrated prayer. Like when the Israelites put the blood of the lamb over the doorpost so that the angel of death passed over them. It was a blessing of the people. It was God's provision for them. It was God's saying, I love you. You will succeed. You will have benefit. You will be lovely and acceptable. And that's all part of what that word blessing means. It's so much more than the way we've come familiar with that word in these days. So it includes joy, success, benefit, beauty, loveliness. So I hope after today, when you hear and use that word blessing, it's going to carry a deeper weight for you. It's going to have more meaning to it for you. It's going to be richer. It's going to be fuller, because that's really what God meant when he said that we are blessed, and he calls us very good. So one of the first blessings that the Lord reminded me of was Gabriel's blessing over Mary. And it's in 1 Luke. And when Mary is met by Gabriel, and of course, as would I, she's fearful. I mean, this angel of God appears to her. And first thing he says is, do not be afraid, Mary. Which is often in the Bible. 365 times or something. Do not be afraid. But in Luke 1:30, Gabriel says, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You have found favor with God. You have found favor with God. I have found favor with God. He's blessed us. Gabriel then goes on to say to Mary that she's going to conceive and bear a child. And then in verse 45, Gabriel says, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord. So part of a blessing is believing it, is hearing not just the words, but hearing the heart of a blessing and believing it's true.
Yeah, it's good.
Believing and having faith that that's calling forth in you something that God has put there and wants you to see, because often other people can see those things in us clearer than we can see them in ourselves. And then in the next blessing is right after this scene, Mary gets up and she goes into the hill country to see her cousin, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth and Zachariah are going to have a child. And Elizabeth is about 6 months pregnant. And as soon as Mary comes in the door, Elizabeth realizes what has happened. And, you know, there weren't texts, there weren't phone calls, so Mary could call Elizabeth and say, guess what happened to me? So, but by the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth knows Mary is her child. And Elizabeth's about 6 months pregnant. And the baby inside Elizabeth leaps, jumps, kicks, moves, when Mary walks into the room. And Elizabeth says, blessed among women are you, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord. So part of this blessing is that you believe it, that you hear it, you receive it, and you believe it's true about you. You know, we get all kinds of mixed messages. I grew up with a really godly mother, and I'm so thankful for her. I don't remember a specific blessing from her. I know she blessed me. I know she prayed over me. I know she interceded for me. But I don't remember a specific laying on of hands and praying for me. And I want to do that along with other ladies that are going to do that for you today. Because I want you to mark this day. Mm-hmm. I want you to remember this day as you've been blessed today. And the words that are going to be spoken over you and that I'm going to share about you are the truth about you. Don't believe the other stuff. Believe the truth. Christ Healing Center is very strong on that. And we are going to believe the truth. We're going to have faith that this is who we are, not this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you have, as most of us have, been hurt by a woman, been hurt by your mother, your grandmother, an aunt, your sister, someone in the church, someone you love and admired, and something was said or done or whatever happened to you, you're not alone. It's happened to most of us. I have this godmother mother who loved me, and yet my mom never got me. I was more like my dad, and she did not understand me. And I so often was hurt by things that she would say about I was too emotional, I was too sensitive. You know, just those kinds of things that God put in me. Mm-hmm. And that I should have been proud of. But for years, I lived with them as if there was something wrong with me. I'm up here crying my makeup off today because I am emotional. I am sensitive. I do discern things. And so I want you to, today also, mark that down. Let's forgive them. Let's let go of that. You know, people hurt people because they're hurting.
Yeah, that's right.
It's often not intentional. And please, for your sake, forgive. Please don't leave here today that you haven't forgiven those women in your life that might have hurt you. Because it's for your sake. Okay. So in the genealogy, which I've gotten real interested in, I think that it has something to do with being old. I've gotten real interested in genealogy in the last 10, 15 years. And there's a genealogy in Matthew, the first chapter of Matthew, where he writes down the genealogy of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I've studied the Bible since I was in the early 80s, and I would skip over that part.
Right.
It was so-and-so begat so-and-so, they begat so-and-so, and begat, begat, begat. And names you can't pronounce, and names you've never heard before, so I skipped it all. But at some point in my journey, I read the genealogy in Matthew. And this is not typical of the way they did things in Jesus' day. There are women mentioned in that genealogy, and they are incredible women. They're not typical what you might have thought of as a woman. Rahab is the first woman mentioned. Rahab is considered to have been a prostitute. And she is the one who helped the spies when they came to Jericho. And she helped them to spy out Jericho. And then they marched around the city 7 times and it fell. But they rescued Rahab. And Rahab became one of them. And she's the first woman mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus. Ruth. Mm-hmm. Ruth was not an Israelite. Ruth was from Moab.
Yeah.
Ruth was, in essence, a Gentile. Ruth became one of the women in the genealogy of Jesus. And then there's Bathsheba. Now, Bathsheba was taken by David, King David, against her will, I would assume, because she was married, she loved her husband, and David lusted after her, and he forced her into a sexual relationship with him. And then they had children together, and she became his wife. But those are the women right up front that are mentioned in Jesus' genealogy. And then at the cross, when Jesus is being crucified, the women that are mentioned in that time are Mary Magdalene, who's 7 or 9, I don't remember, demons were cast out of. Mary, the mother of the sons of Zebedee. Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. Salome, Joanna. And then it says, many other women who came up with him from Jerusalem. So we hear a lot about the men, the disciples, mm-hmm. and I'm thankful for them. But you know, women were right there too. I think we were there in great numbers. We ministered to Jesus. Jesus, Mary, Martha. So women have had a place always, always in the written word of God. And if you didn't know that, I want you to know that, because we have this genealogy. We have this heritage that comes from long ago.
So good.
Even through the Bible that we can hang on to. And I want to tell you, I'm a mother. I'm a daughter. I'm a grandmother. I'm an aunt. I'm a spiritual mother. And honestly, I think those spiritual mother connections that I have are most important. My daughter isn't necessarily following the Lord. She believes, but she's not gotten past that point. So I don't have the same spiritual connection with my biological daughter that I have with you. That I have with you. With you. Because we have this DNA. From the blood of Jesus that flows in us now, because we've accepted Him as our Lord and Savior. And that DNA makes me part of you, Tracy. And you part of me. That's stronger, I believe, than this biological connection. I have with your daughter I love more than anything in the world. But I have that with y'all in a deeper sense. We know something that my daughter and I don't share together. I will someday. I believe that on my heart. But I get to have it now with you. I get to speak into you things I see in you, things I hear God saying about you, things that I know are truth about women in general. You know, we're more alike than we're not alike. And from eons ago, women need women. Women were the ones who came and helped the new mom have her baby. They helped deliver that baby. We taught each other how to cook, how to sew, how to be a mother, how to garden, all of those things. It was women helping other women. That's who we are. This thing about being jealous of one another or comparing ourselves to one another. And we always compare ourselves to someone we think is better. And we always come up short in that. That's from the enemy. That is not the truth. That is not what God wants for us. That's not who He created us to be. He created us to join together, which we're saying in all places, Hollywood, standing up for one another, supporting one another, saying, time's up, speak up, me too. We are one. We're connected. Whether we like it or not, we are connected. And it's time to stop this stuff. It's time to quit it, because it's the enemy's trick. It's the enemy's plan to keep women down, to keep us from stepping into the fullness of who we are. Because we are a powerful force.
That's right.
We're a powerful force. And God wants us to be everything that He created us to be.
Amen.
He doesn't want us to live in lack. He doesn't want us to live in this poor me. He doesn't want us to live with walls and divisions between each other. So for Pete's sake, let's stop it. Let's stop it. Let it begin with this group, Awake. That we really love each other well.
Yeah.
We really support each other. We really stand together with each other. We don't judge. We don't talk about. We don't tear down. We lift up.
Amen.
We lift up women. We need each other. I need you. You need me. So let's be that for one another. I want to just, I wrote down a blessing that I really felt God gave me to speak over you. So I'm just going to read it out over you, and then we're going to have individual time where we can pray and bless each one of you. But I want to speak this out, because this is a corporate blessing for everyone. And I'm so honored and privileged to get to be the one who gets to do this, along with the other ladies that are going to be praying for you. So please receive it. please hear my heart. I love you. You are a beautiful, beautiful bouquet. You are exactly who God wanted. He doesn't make mistakes. And hear it, take it into your heart, believe it to be true. You are blessed and highly favored, daughters of the King. You have been found in favor, benefit, success, grace, acceptance with your Heavenly Father. As a mother, I bless you. I call you forth into your destiny and your purpose. Be you. Be who God created you and chose you to be. As kingdom daughters, God is pleased with you, and so am I. So am I. You are blessed who believe that there will be a fulfillment of what has been spoken of you by God. Believe. Believe. Be you. Be only you. Be free. Love yourself. And love others, especially your sisters. Other women who really are more like you than different from you. Support each other. Hold up your sisters. Pray for each other. Love each other. You are part of the bride. Be the bride. Step into your place. Step into your place. Ordained and fashioned for you from before the foundations of the earth. God blesses you. I bless you as a mother, a spiritual mother. I bless you, each one. We need you. The body needs you. Be you and be free to be you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I think what we're going to do is we've got some women. Casey, you might want to do this, or you know. We're going to have some other ladies down here to personally lay hands on you and pray for you if you want that, and speak yet another blessing. This is, again, a blessing, a consecrated prayer over your life. And this is the day you get a mother's blessing. If you haven't gotten it before, you get it today. And you get to remember it for the rest of your life. And then you get to do it too. For your children, your friends, your families. So I just want to pass this. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Glenn. Beautiful. I want to lead y'all, because she said a really important thing. She talked about forgiveness. So I want to lead y'all through that. We're going to do it personally before we go into praying over you, because forgiveness, we found, you know, any kind of inner healing, physical healing, can be the number one deterrent for helping us move forward, because we build those walls of protection around our heart because we don't know how else. We self-protect. We numb out. We shut down. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lead you all through that corporately. You can either write down what Jesus is saying, because he's going to speak to you individually, or you can say it out loud. But I just want to make sure that we walk through that. And the way that we see forgiveness here at Christ Healing Center is it's an exchange where Jesus, when people wound us, they create a debt. They owe us something. But the issue is they can never pay us back in this lifetime. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, they can never pay us back. And Jesus wants to know, is what he did on the cross enough to pay their debt?
Amen.
Will you accept his blood as payment for their debt? And what we do is we ask Jesus to take an account with us of what we feel this person or persons really owes us. So I'm going to lead you through it. Jesus is going to answer you. So Jesus, will you show them any women in their life they would benefit from forgiving right now? You don't need to forgive, but you would benefit from forgiving. So once he's shown you, let's ask Jesus, and I'm going to have you repeat after me, Jesus. Let's take an account of what I feel this person or persons owes me. And just let him show you. So Jesus wants to know, if you're willing, would you accept his blood as payment for their debt? Is what he did on the cross enough to pay their debt? And if you're willing, then I'm going to have you repeat after me. Jesus, I accept your blood as payment
for
this person's debt.
I ask you to wash your blood
through all these circumstances,
through all these words,
through all these memories,
through all these things done and not done,
through all these things said and not said.
I release this person to you.
They no longer owe me.
Wash me and cleanse me
of all of my unrighteousness.
In Jesus' name, amen.
How does that feel?
Awesome.
Okay. I think Deborah's going to come up and bless your voice. Is that what you felt like the Lord was?
Thanks. So I just want to bless everything in you that is your voice. Your opinions, your gifting, your personality, your thoughts, your desires, your dreams, your inclinations, everything that is God-given in you that represents you, that expresses the kingdom of God that's in you. And so I bless that right now in the name of Jesus. Any part of you that has felt shut down, buried, quiet, limited, diminished, paralyzed, frozen, unrespected, dishonored, unseen, unheard. I call it forth now into a safe place with Father, Son, Holy Spirit, a safe place in the maternal heart of God, a safe place to flourish and thrive. And I say all of that that is in you needs to be heard and expressed because God wants to be heard and expressed in every area of influence that you have. I say awake, awake now to your voice, to your essence that God has his fingerprints on, that God wants to be made visible, once heard in the earth, the part of you that reflects and expresses heaven, your creativity, your decision making, your discernment, your knowing, any tenderness in you, any sensitivity that's been put away because it didn't feel safe. I say, come out now.
Yes.
Come out of hiding. You're safe. It's time.
Yes.
This is time for the fullness of you to flourish and to thrive. For the fullness of God in you to be experienced, to be manifested, to be expressed, to be tasted and seen and heard and known by everyone around you. for that part of you that is integral and crucial and necessary, like Glenn said, in the kingdom of God to come alive. And I say, be nourished now. Be nurtured now. In the name of Jesus, I say that part of you is very good.
Amen.
And I bless it.
Thank you.
Okay, there's going to be a few women up here giving us a personal mother's blessing if you want that. If you don't, this is our goodbye. Enjoy your day. We will see you next week at 9:30. Love y'all.